Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several projects related to power, road, railway and water worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Jaipur. President Draupadi Murmu says India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. Lok Sabha approves first batch of supplementary demands for grants for current fiscal. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chairs meeting of consultative committee to discuss roles and functions of new defence public sector undertakings. Top Russian General Igor Kirillov, in charge of nuclear protection forces, killed in Moscow blast. Ukraine claims responsibility. And in cricket, India narrowly avoid follow-on against host Australia on day 4 of third test at Gabba. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati, Kali Sindh, Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The MOA for this project was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the Parvati Kali Sindh Chamba Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problem in Rajasthan.
अब आज यहाँ 45-50 हजार करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट राजस्थान में पानी की चुनौती का स्थायी समाधान करेंगे। ये प्रोजेक्ट राजस्थान को देश के सबसे कनेक्टेड राज्यों में से एक बनाएंगे। इससे राजस्थान में निवेश को बल मिलेगा, रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर बनेंगे।
The Prime Minister said that this project will accelerate the development of both Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Governor of Rajasthan Haribhav Bagale, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Lal Yadav, Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil were also present in the program. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri in Andhra Pradesh today. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research.
Our young doctors to give priority to providing medical care and services to people living in rural, tribal and remote areas, providing inclusive health care in our national goal. Young doctors have a key role in achieving this goal. I hope that all of you will discharge this responsibility with utmost dedication and make invaluable contribution in building a healthy, prosperous and developed India.
The President also advocated health care for all. She stressed on the importance of holistic health and appreciated AIIMS Mangalgiri's motto, Sakal Swasthya Sarvada. The event was attended by Andhra Pradesh Governor S. Abdul Nazir, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, and Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Pratap Rao Jadhav. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world.
In last 3 years, India's GDP growth rate has averaged 8.3%. And this number is an outstanding number by global standards. India has been fastest growing major economy in the world, and the credit goes to the people of India who are struggling and meeting their aspirations, thereby contributing to the economy.
Ms. Sitharaman said the government has increased the capital expenditure to boost the economy, and over 11 lakh crore rupees budgetary allocations have been made in this year's budget. The bills related to One Nation, One Election were introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiva Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Manish Tiwari of Congress said, "These bills need to be withdrawn." TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee said that these bills will take away the autonomy of the state legislative assemblies. T.R. Balu of DMK demanded to send these bills to the JPC. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee or JPC. Referring to the statement made by the first Law Minister, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, Mr. Meghwal said that no one can change the federal structure of the Constitution. More from our correspondent.
The concept of simultaneous elections is not a new idea in the country, as it was conducted from 1951 to 1967. However, this cycle of synchronized elections was disrupted in 1968 and 1969 due to the premature dissolution of some state legislative assemblies. Since independence, over 400 elections to the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies have been conducted. By synchronizing these electoral timelines, the approach aims to address logistical challenges, reduce costs, and minimize disruptions caused by frequent elections. Once the legislation will become act, it will be implemented in two phases. First, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The simultaneous elections will allow voters to cast their ballots for both Lok Sabha and State Assembly on the same day in their constituencies, though voting could still occur in phases across the country. With Dipendra Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Indian Constitution is not just a document for the government, but it is a fundamental inspiration for the welfare of the marginalized and nation-building. Replying to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Rajya Sabha today, he highlighted that the Constitution has strengthened the roots of democracy in the country and ensured the transfer of power without shedding a drop of blood.
हमारा लोकतंत्र अनेक परिवर्तन रक्त की एक बूंद बहाए बगैर करे हैं और विचारधाराओं के आधार पर भी परिवर्तन करे हैं अनेक तानाशाहों के गुमान अभिमान और अहंकार को चूर चूर करने का काम इस देश की जनता ने किया है मगर लोकतांत्रिक तरीके से किया है
Mr. Shah launched a scathing attack on the opposition over its allegation of undermining the constitution while listing out several amendments made by the Congress during its rule, including the first constitutional amendment to curtail the freedom of expression. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just a largest democracy, but also the mother of democracy. Sushmita Dev of TMC alleged that 1% of the population are controlling 40% of the nation's wealth. JDU leader and Union Minister Ramnath Thakur hit out at the opposition Congress, saying it imposed emergency and attacked the constitution. DMK MP P. Wilson alleged that the government is undermining parliament.
In 17th Lok Sabha, more than 221 bills were passed, but one-third of these bills were passed with less than an hour of discussion or with no debate. Standing committees have been reduced to paper committees. In the 17th Lok Sabha, only 16% of the bills were referred to standing committee for detailed examination.
John Brittis of CPIM said unity cannot be maintained without democracy, secularism and federalism in the country. Senior JDS leader and former PM H.D. Devegowda also participated in the discussion, along with Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress, Mohammad Thakur of TMC, RJD MP Manoj Jha, Ringwara Narzari of UPPL, Niranjan Bishi of BJT, Abdul Wahab of IUML and others. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a meeting of the Ministry's Consultative Committee in New Delhi today. In the meeting, the roles and functions of the new Defence Public Sector Undertakings or DPSUs were discussed. During the meeting, committee members were also informed on the financial figures, modernization, capital expenditure, exports, new products developed, ongoing research and developmental projects. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said that these new DPSUs will carry forward modernization, indigenization and set new dimensions by incorporating world-class technologies. He added that these DPSUs will make India Atmanirbhar in the field of defence production. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the devastation caused by Cyclone Chido in Mayot, France. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his thoughts and prayers with the victims and their families. He also expressed confidence that under the leadership of France's President Emmanuel Macron, the country will overcome this tragedy with resilience and resolve. The Prime Minister added that India stands in solidarity with France and is ready to extend all possible assistance. A top general in charge of Russian nuclear protection forces, Igor Kirillov, has been killed along with an aide by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter in Moscow today. According to Russia's investigative committee, Kirillov was killed alongside his second-in-command. According to state news agency TASS, the incident occurred on Ryazansky Prospect, a main road beginning approximately 7 kilometers to the southeast of the Kremlin. Kirillov is the most senior military figure assassinated in Russia yet, as Kremlin's campaign in Ukraine drags on. Following the blast, Ukraine's security service has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attack. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia on day 4 at the Gabba. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. The visitors were struggling at 51 for 4 overnight when KL Rahul and R. Jadeja provided resistance. KL Rahul was the highest scorer with 84 runs, while KL Rahul made 77 runs. In women's cricket, chasing the target of 160 runs set by India, West Indies were 53 for no loss in 5 overs in the second T20 international match at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several projects related to power, road, railway and water worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Jaipur. President Draupadi Murmu says India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. Lok Sabha approves first batch of supplementary demands for grants for current fiscal. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chairs meeting of consultative committee to discuss roles and functions of new DPSUs. Top Russian General Igor Kirillov in charge of nuclear protection forces killed in Moscow blast. Ukraine claims responsibility. And in cricket, India narrowly avoided follow-on against Australia on day 4 of the test at Gabba. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.